Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Bad Movie Heaven podcast. This is the first ever episode. My name is Matt Bledsoe, along with my co-host, Chris Chadwick.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
And we're pretty much going to go through bad movies on this podcast, talk about them, try to figure out what is happening in these movies, if that's possible. And the first movie we want to do is a really underrated bad movie, in my opinion, that I don't think anyone's really heard of, called Tigerheart, which is a 1990s martial arts film. And that's, I don't know, Chris, you want to tell more about the movie?
Oh, man. Well, to begin, it is an awful martial arts movie with a kid. Who's facing gangsters who are really shitty at their gangster job. And it has nothing to do with tigers or hearts. So I don't
There is a pretty nice love story.
That story is bullshit.
That is so beautiful. It takes place in 48 hours, and I've never seen such true love.
I mean, first off, well, the lead kid is named Brad.
No, Brad's his friend.
Oh, Brad's his friend, that's right.
I don't even know who. I think his name's Eric. I don't know anyone's name in this movie. Eric is our hero.
Yeah. His lead guy's name is Eric.
And he is the least convincing movie hero I think I've ever seen.
Or man, to be exact.
Yeah.
He looks like a lesbian.
He's about 110 pounds. He's wearing a lot of blouses in the movie.
That's way, way too many blouses, man. That's crazy.
I think he stole his mother's clothing is what it looks like.
I think so. But like, okay, so yeah, you have Eric, who God knows how fucking old he is. And then it starts off with his friend, Brad, who looks like John Cusack's little brother. God knows how old he is. I think he's playing a teenager, but he looks like he's in his, like, early 30s.
They are supposed to be in high school, but Brad is actually... I was so proud, because I thought, looked at Brad and said, is that guy 30? And I looked on IMDb, he actually was 30 years old when they made this movie.
That is fucking ridiculous, man. I mean, it's awful.
Brad is just the worst, by the way. The movie starts off with Brad asking his dad, who looks about 80, and, like, the Crypt Keeper, for a car, and, cold open. There's no screen, title screen, or anything. There's no credit. Just like, give me the car, Dad. And you immediately...
Not yet.
You immediately hate Brad. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure. But then there's an awesome theme song. Which
Fuck
we have to
that theme song. That theme song is goddamn... The music alone is annoying.
Come on. The lyrics are so... Tiger Heart won't give in. Tiger Heart will always
win.
It
has nothing to do what this is. It's just a... It's retarded.
It's amazing.
It's retarded.
Fantastic.
You got 30-year-olds playing, I don't know, like 19-year-olds, and then you got shitty music, and then the lead guy who looks like a goddamn lesbian.
He does.
And it's just, I don't know.
It's like 110 pounds, I
say. So they're going to this party.
That's how it just starts. They're just going to a party.
Yeah, they're just going to a party.
We don't know what's happening. They're just going to a party.
Yeah, and it's really, really nice car. Like, is it just a white Ford?
It's like a 95 Ford Mustang. It's not even that.
I don't know. It looks nice to me.
They don't know what's going on. They just, they're going to the party. The theme song plays. They get there. You immediately realize Brad is like the worst comedic relief ever. he's an unfunny Quagmire.
Yeah.
He's an unfunny version of Quagmire from Family Guy.
God damn it. I just want that guy just to die. I really do. I just don't fucking get it.
Halfway through my notes, I wrote, I hope Brad dies, is what I just
wrote.
Same
thing with me, too. Like, near, like, the end. Yeah. Literally at the end, I'm just like, Brad needs to die. Brad needs to fucking die.
So the movie just, it doesn't really set up anything. It just kind of goes into...
Like,
okay,
hey, we're teenagers.
Great.
We're going
I don't
to
know
a party.
What's happening.
And then Brad's just a fucking horn dog.
Yeah, he's awful.
He is horny as hell.
Since he's sitting on high school girls, he's some kind of
and then just
going to jail
in love with bikinis and stuff. Which, hey, I like hot girls in bikinis too. But the way he does it is fucking creepy. Which is even more creepy because he's playing a teenager and he's fucking 30 in this movie.
Already off on a bad foot. And then they get to the party and they walk up to the door and it's you find out that it's this guy's house that doesn't like them.
Steve. He's supposed to be
the bully.
I'm quoting, the bully.
Air quotes here, the bully. He's like the quintessential 80s, 90s bully, like, complete douche. And he tells them they can't come in, they don't have invites. And he has this bodyguard, or like a guy who's like his heavy, who's like in...
Who looks... It cannot be a teenager.
Oh, yeah, he's like 40.
But but he's jacked, ripped. And I'm just like...
Tiny, short, like hot pink shorts. He's wearing hot pink shorts. He's the tough guy. Yeah. He's the bodyguard.
Yeah, and I'm just like, Jesus Christ, who's this supposed to be appealing to? Yeah. It's just like nobody.
That's then he throws Brad to the ground, which I think I cheered for a moment.
I wanted him to snap his neck. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, and then Eric has to jump in because, as they remind you... So many times, Eric is an excellent martial artist. Looks like he couldn't beat up anybody, but he's a great martial artist.
Yeah, looks like he just gets picked on, like, constantly. But apparently, this guy is just, like, the next Bruce Lee.
He's a badass. He's always getting in fights. There's, like... I mean, this one is, you know... But there's so many running.
I gotta be honest. I would like to see people just try to beat him up. Because he just deserves it. Now, it just looks like a guy you just want to punch in the face. It's this fucking... He has this big nose. I noticed.
I didn't notice the nose.
He kind of had a bigger nose, and he just kind of wanted to just fucking punch it. Bop. It's just...
Should we mention up top, there's going to be a lot of adult language in this podcast. Mostly from Christian.
They got it.
They know. They know what they're in for. He does that. I don't even know. Okay, so we still don't know where this is going. And then...
Oh, no. Don't... Okay, so he gets in the fight. Yeah. And then Steve kind of comes in.
Oh.
And it fights him. And then there's that classic, classic gay line where it's just like, he says like, I think Steve.
Oh, I wrote it down.
Yeah, I wrote it down too. Steve said, I'll see you at the gym. And then you just hear, you hear Eric, this like, kind of this like, mumble it to himself. It's like, I'll be there.
Yeah, it's very low. It's borderline inaudible.
And it's just like, they're trying to act badass, and I was just like, that turned out really gay.
It's like, I'll see the dojo, I'll be there. And they get right into their faces.
It's just like, they're about to kiss. This is how close. I mean, they are really, really close to each other. Like, they are bumping noses. And then they're just like, dudes, what are you guys doing?
I just wrote in my notes, a lot of sexual tension there.
So, like, yeah, me too.
And it keeps going. It's not like that one moment. There's just like, constantly, just like, what is going on with these two? But, I think then we just jump to the bad guys, right? We're just introduced to, like, the bad guys of the movie.
Yeah, the bad guys. Like, okay, you got one main...
It's four guys, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, there's usually four guys.
Right.
You got the head lead gang member.
Who's actually pretty good.
I actually like him. I can't remember his name off the top of his head.
In the movie or in real life?
Both.
Paolo.
Paolo, in the movie.
In the movie, yeah, okay. Yeah. The guy's actually been in a lot of stuff. He was in Death Race, Jason Statham, a lot of movies. He always plays like a really badass Mexican gangster. That's pretty much his
You see him and you're just kind of like, oh, it's that guy. And, which is cool, because I feel like he's actually a pretty cool guy in real life. I don't know. But his henchmen, who constantly keep changing through the movie...
Oh, yeah, that's
right. ...are fucking stupid. Yeah. And they think that they're badasses.
They're really not. Because then
they go around. Okay, when you first see all the gang members,
hey, go to this neighborhood
and like fuck shit up.
Just pretty much, he says. I wrote it down. Cut off power and water. They don't do either one of those things.
They don't do anything. What they do is pick on kids.
Nothing constructive.
Yeah, you see two kids that are playing with a remote control car of a police car. And then, you know, you see it driving around, and then all of a sudden it hits his foot, which is like one of the gang member guys, and then he just fucking steps on it, acts like a badass, and then it says boo, scares the kids, and I'm just like, what a fucking dickhead.
Just go be dicks in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
Might as well. I wrote down, they didn't cut off the water to power. All they did, to me, seemed like smash some fruit, kick some trash cans, blow up a mail truck, which I'm pretty sure is a federal offense, and then they randomly start spin-kicking people.
Yeah,
These shots of them, like, their legs.
Like, you just see them just go, hi-ya, and then all of a sudden it cuts to another screen. And then you just see a foot just hit a person.
You see a foot hit a face.
You don't even know whose foot it is. You just see a foot hit a person.
And you don't know. So you're like, what, they're just kicking, and then they kick somebody. You're like, oh my god, there's randomly spin-kicking people in this neighborhood. Just kicking people in the face. And, oh, I realized this the whole time. Did the cops show up for, like, anything?
No cops.
Yeah,
no cops until the end.
Not in this neighborhood. Yeah, until the end. But so that's, and then you don't even know. Okay, those aren't really even the real bad guys. Those are like the thugs for the white guy who's always evil white man. Yeah. What's that movie where it's like follow the rich white Rush Hour, follow the rich white man?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, which is, they did that.
True in this one too.
Okay, so after when we do all that,
we go back to Eric.
We go back and then we see his family having breakfast. first, right off the bat, the maid is on crack.
Yes, that's what
that maid is on crack.
That's what I wrote
like,
down.
She is just, she's in the kitchen. She's like, I make eggs. And then she goes and, I guess, goes, tries to make eggs, takes a line. you don't see her taking drugs, but you know she fucking does.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she is way.
She's on a lot of stuff. That's
crack
all.
Or speed or something. Like, she is just wired.
I think she's only in that one scene. This randomly super...
Probably like, and there's another scene. There's another scene further on. I didn't write it down, but I knew I would remember it. Where, like, everybody's making fucking noise. Like, the mother's having some type of, like, meditation with her friends. You have Eric who's doing karate in the house.
In the hallway.
And then you see the maid singing Cucaracha, cleaning the house. I was like, yeah, that's fucking not stereotypical.
This most super.
And then
Spanish
you have like the father, like in a business meeting, and then you see the Eric has an older sister, and then she just like yells out, he's like, "Shut up!" or some bullshit like that, and then closes the door. Scene's over. And I'm just like, yeah, okay, that was fucking weird. And then, oh, dude, this is gonna blow your mind. I've told you.
You didn't tell me
dude,
a theory.
So yeah, I didn't tell you the theory. Well, no, it's not a theory. But
this is fact. This is what you're telling
me. The mother's crazy. Is insane.
Yeah, that's...
The mother is insane. All right? Also, looks like Jared Leto from 30 Seconds to Mars.
Holy shit. She does look like Jared Leto.
Like, she looks... Like, now. Like, if you look at
right.
Jared Leto now, and then you watch this movie, you're like, when the hell did Jared Leto become
film
a woman?
Movie.
Because you can... I mean, you kind of tell that it is a woman, but not like... She wears, like, these really big dresses where you can't, I don't know. She can be almost kind of mistaken as a man, maybe, if she didn't have makeup on. But, yeah, that's where I was just like, dude, she looks...
The thing I wrote about his mom was just him and Eric and her look exactly alike. It's like they're...
See, I didn't really kind of get that after I made the whole Jared Leto thing. And I'm just like...
Then your mind just, you couldn't take it
anymore. I couldn't take it anymore. I was just like, holy shit, I cannot look...
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if I can watch Suicide Squad now. I mean,
it's too much.
I'm going to see is that
fucking woman.
Kid's mom.
Did they even do anything? They talk about him going to college, right? That's a whole thing. That's how these stories kind of start coming together. Because right now, it's like, are these movies even related at this point? It's like, Eric is working at this dojo in a bad part of L.A., and his mom's like, I don't like you working down there. I don't know why you hear that voice. She doesn't talk that. Doesn't like him working down there. It's a bad part of town.
Not that bad.
It doesn't look that bad. I don't know what they're talking about. But that's the part of town that these thugs and the guy they're working for want to take over, you know, and build a strip mall, from what I can tell.
Yeah.
That seems to be the giant
That's the big evil.
They
want to
level.
They want to level the entire thing, all these cell phone businesses, to put in a fucking mini mall.
Which, back to my theory about this movie, it's like the PG version of Roadhouse. Eric is Swayze, and the bad guy is whatever his name was. All the bad guy wanted to do in Roadhouse was make a strip mall. That's all he wanted to do.
Mm.
Swayze knew karate. This kid knows karate. There's an attractive blonde that he falls in love with in the town. I mean...
Let's not jump ahead. I also want to kind of go back to the family real quick.
No.
The only normal person... in this whole fucking thing, is the father.
Yes, who looks just like Chaz Palminteri.
Yeah.
Exactly like Chaz. I thought it was him, and I was like, there's no way he'd be in this.
He's the only good thing out of this movie. He is so level-headed, he gets everything, and I think he actually tries.
I think, yeah.
So,
him and Paolo were the only guys.
The only people
actors.
Are just like, we know this movie is shit, but
let's,
you know what? We need the
shot.
Money, so let's just
gotta
try to
feed my family.
Let's give it 110% here.
But so that's
and
how
then,
this thing comes together. It's like,
yeah.
Okay, Eric works right near
well,
the
Well, when
bad
you first
part.
Meet the evil white guy, whoever the fuck his name is.
Yes.
No, his name was Nathaniel.
It was Nathaniel.
Nathaniel.
Yeah.
And you don't know, I don't think you really know his name until the end. And, you see Pablo meet Nathaniel, evil white man. you see them meet up at this diner, and I have to say, they're having this conversation. He's like, you gotta get all these fucking people out of here. Pablo is saying bomb way too much.
Yes.
He is constantly saying bomb. Not like whispering, he's like, I got a lot of bombs I could take. No, he's like, I got bombs.
I got cherry bombs.
I got cherry bombs, and I was like, first off, cherry bombs aren't even that bad.
That's not,
just like,
that's a firework.
I got, you know, I was just like, I got, you know, dynamite, I got this, I got that. Hey, I can make some Molotov cocktails and throw them in, because, you know, you get that big fire inferno. And I'm just like, Jesus. And,
Kahlo loves
and
bombs.
This diner
like, loves
is
them.
Crowded with people.
Yeah.
Like, there is people all over the place. And it's just like, no one's paying attention to this? Because I got to be honest, if someone kept yelling out bomb, I mean, even back then, it would be still worrisome. And I would just be like, yo, what the fuck's up?
I mean, yeah, they come back to that too, which is a nice callback that he still loves bombs. So,
yeah.
He just, everyone he finds he can talk to, it's like, let me tell you about bombs. That's what I want to talk about. It's like he's selling them to people. It's, yeah, he's strange. But they, are we at the point now where he finally... Eric, we're back. I think we keep jumping around so much in the movie, not
in the movie. It jumps around.
It jumps around. I didn't realize I jumped around until now. But back to Eric at the dojo. He sees this really beautiful girl works down the street at a convenience store.
Okay, yeah, that's yeah.
Yeah, that's where we're at now. If I can even follow what's happening.
Yeah. No.
So and then he goes down and talks to her.
Oh well, okay.
God. And
this
is what it really.
This girl is. I find her extremely attractive.
It's really pretty, but her voice.
I mean, she has some tiggle bitties. And a nice rump, a nice ass, and but the only she smiles way too much, and she just way too much teeth, and I'm just like Jesus Christ.
The only thing I wrote about her, I mean, she's beautiful, but her voice is almost
annoying.
It's fake sound. It doesn't even sound
annoying.
Like it's a real voice.
Yeah.
But like he meets her. This is the movie just becomes. I thought it goes from like, eh, you're kind of like, and then it gets really good because then these two start interacting and. I recorded a little bit of their interaction. There's a whole part. He comes in the convenience store. He opens a door and drops some soda. And I had to write this part down because it was so stupid that... hold on. Let me look through here. He drops a soda and she goes, soda can be tricky.
I forgot about that.
And he goes,
that.
Yeah, tell me about it. What? No, it's not tricky. What do you... It's cans of soda.
Yeah, no, you're just fucking stupid. get the hell out of my store. And also,
much.
Too, right when they meet, pretty much instantaneously.
Instantly in love.
Instantly in love. Like, they know, it's just like, bam. I already am in love with you. Let's go have kids.
Yeah.
Fuck college. We'll figure this shit out on our own, babe.
Well, I mean, I think he does kind of... He does...
Also, too,
yes.
Also too, while they're having this, like, little puppy love bullshit, Eric is... He is dressed like in Flashdance.
Yes, I wrote the exact same thing. I wrote, Eric is dressed like Jennifer Beal in Flashdance, one hanging off the shoulder. He's
like,
got,
literally. It's... And it's just... You see him through the entire movie. Every time he's over in that convenience store... Not the same sweatshirt, different color sweatshirts, extremely stretched out neck.
One hanging off one,
one
side.
One hanging off one side. Still having like his undershirt underneath, his sleeveless undershirt. I'm just like, that is fucked.
Yeah. Showing Stephanie a little bit of shoulder, just really. That
he doesn't want to be too much of a woman.
Probably why they fell in love. I'm not going to lie. But I think this really gets her because the thugs come to the convenience store. Because
yeah.
They want to buy the place, knock it over. We should also mention Stephanie is, like, working with her uncle during the summer, I think, which she just calls him uncle.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Oh, uncle! That's pretty much the... And she's working there.
Who the fuck does that?
Nobody does that. I don't
know. I don't do that.
No one
I don't
talks
say,
like that.
Oh, uncle.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I call you by your first name.
But then the thugs come in and give her and her uncle... Eric's already left. They give her and her uncle a hard time. Then Eric comes back. I recorded this part because it's so... ridiculously stupid that it has to just be heard. I can't do it justice by saying it, so let me see if this will come out here.
But this soda's flat. You know, there are two things in the world I just can't stand. Flat soda happens to be one of them. And the other are big slimy guys with tattoos. I just hate that.
Kid, the store's closed. Why don't you come back tomorrow?
You know, I would, but I'm rearranging my sock drawer tomorrow, and I'd like to get this thing done right now.
That's the hero of the movie.
That's what he sounds like.
That's
his,
the kind of crap that he says.
That's the kind of shit that spews out of his fucking dick trap. That is just what comes out. And, okay, so after all that bullshit, he beats up three grown-ass men.
Yeah, who are much bigger than him.
Who are much bigger than
and
him.
And now I'm not saying, I thought about this too, because Bruce Lee, small guy.
Small
but
guy.
Bruce Lee will like, kick your ass. Eric does not like kick your ass. Yeah. Eric's like Bruce Lee without any muscle.
At all.
Like, and I could tell.
Skin and bones.
He looks like
there's
he's
no way
a sandwich.
Oh. When you kind of first, like the gang members kind of first find out, it's like, oh shit, this kid knows karate. There's that one scene where that one gang member like throws him down the aisle.
Oh.
And then the guy kind of pulls out nunchucks.
Yeah.
Pulls out nunchucks. And there's a scene where it looks like he's about to rape Eric in the middle of the store. Eric's just like kind of,
Don't touch
me. And he's kind of like, you know, and fucking gang member number, I don't know, 3 or something. Like, pulls out nunchucks, different gang members from the first, when you actually first meet
mm-hmm.
Pablo's gang. All different people, by the way. Fucking, pulls out nunchucks, and then, you know, swings it at him. He's like, he's probably gonna fuck him with him or something. I don't know what he's gonna do with him. And then, you know, it turns back to Pablo. You hear a bunch of punching and screaming, and then all of a sudden you see Eric come out of nowhere
with the
bad
nunchucks.
Guys, nunchucks. And
watch
saying,
out.
Yeah, and he's saying, you know, like, fucking bring it on. And he kicks the other guys' asses, all with ninja weapons. Okay, this is bullshit. This is why it's bullshit. Fucking, only one gang member has a gun, the lead guy. Big, giant hand cannon.
Yes.
Okay? It's in fucking L.A. Okay, what gang members in L.A. have ninja weapons? None of them have guns. Different fucking movie.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah. There. Yeah, that would be...
Like, oh, I have, you know, we all, like, every gang member has ninja weapons. It's not just like, oh, we fucked up, we shouldn't use ninja weapons. No. Every fucking scene there's a bad guy, they have ninja weapons.
You know,
is fucking bullshit.
Why didn't Paolo just pull the gun out from the start of
and
the fight?
And just shoot the fucking kid.
Or not even shoot him, just threaten him with the gun. That would probably stop a fight.
Oh, yeah, no. Then we wouldn't have that stupid-ass flat soda line. He would have just been like, get the fuck out.
Yeah, he could have pulled the gun up and like, you need to leave right now. And then he would be like,
You need to get out. I'm going to shoot you in the face. Probably shoot in your dick first, and then I'm going to shoot you in the face. And then probably stick a bomb up your butt. But, okay, so he kicks all their asses.
Kicks all their ass. Pablo's like, we'll be back.
Pablo shoots a gun in the air.
Right.
Inside the store. Probably takes down, like, some of the roof.
The tenant upstairs was shot.
Yeah, the tenant upstairs was shot. There actually was a tenant up there. Probably just a hobo. Because they're in the rough neighborhood now. So they're just like, we'll be back. And then they fucking leave. Half the gang members are all beaten up from a fucking kid. God knows, we still don't know how old they are. If they're going to college, 19 the oldest. Still, though, it's still kind of bullshit that these grown-ass men got their ass kicked by this scrawny punk.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense at all.
I mean, if you really wanted to hurt somebody, I mean, they could just gang up on this fucker, like an actual gang, and just beat the shit out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So then, isn't there like this weird fight sequence at like the dojo?
It goes back to the dojo.
Goes back to the dojo, and they're having like karate. He's working at a dojo, and I guess he's getting like free lessons or some shit.
Steve is back.
Steve comes back.
And then we get another great line, more sexual tension between these guys. I don't know what's said because there's not subtitles on this DVD. That's how cheap it is. There's no subtitles. So I don't know what's actually said. But they fight. It's getting really physical. Sensei's like, guys, break it up. I think he says it's a dojo, not a street. And it's like,
yeah.
Really? And then
if it was a street, it'd have been a lot different.
They leave them there by themselves. Like, oh no, Brad comes back. But I'll get to that in a second. We were like 20 minutes out of Brad, and it was the greatest 20 minutes ever. But Eric and Steve are just staring at each other, not speaking. And then they get up. And Steve says to Eric, whispered again, next time. And then Eric, I swear to God, has to say, I love you too. I played it back like 3 times.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think he does. I think I remember
the
when
line
we actually first
like,
found
I love
this
you
movie.
Too.
Yeah, when we first found this movie, I think we did kind of rewind it back like at least like 4 times. And he's like, he has to say, I love you too.
I don't know what else it could be. Like, it doesn't make sense. So once again, those two are going to get it on at some point, it feels like.
I mean, probably Offset.
Probably off. Yeah, probably. They were dating off the set of the movie.
Yeah, I would believe that.
God. So, okay, at this point, Brad has come back into our lives, which is just...
awful.
Just awful. And he brings up pet names Did you write anything down about the bad
No, I remember those off the bat. Well, just the one.
Just the one, which the is, one. It comes back. It's important. There's a lot of, it's like Inception. It all comes back. He's reading pet names to Eric, and he goes over a bunch, you know, like, honey, baby, sweetie, and he gets the schnookums.
Schnookums.
And then Eric says, that sounds like an air freshener. And to that, I wrote, no, it doesn't. No, it does not sound like an air freshener.
Not the air freshener I would want. That sounds like a nasty hooker name. And it should be, I don't know, like some nasty, just skanky perfume. Like, get snookumed.
It sounds wrong. It's definitely not an air freshener. I don't know where that came from. But then him and Brad go back to see Stephanie. This is day two, by the way. I think it's only been a day. I can't really tell time in this
movie. Yeah, there's no time in this film, really. No, not that much.
Time is lost in this film. But
yes.
So it's day two. All that happened yesterday was he saved her from the thugs. They left. He left. It comes back. They are just like staring into each other's eyes.
I mean, they are just in a trance.
It's trance-like. Like, they're deeply in love after a day. And then Brad's in the background being his typical annoying self and trying to get attention. He's awful. And what do they even accomplish in that part? Now that I think
about it, they're trying to get... Brad was trying to get
laid, as usual. trying to get some ladies.
But no, he was trying to get to the party that Stephanie was invited to that invited Eric. And so, Eric was like, can I bring my friend? And then, you know, and then Brad's being annoying as fuck. And then eventually he gets invited. And then they go to this party. They're going to this party. You know, they still have Brad's dad's car.
Yeah.
And then, okay, Eric is driving it. Don't care. Apparently he gets lost because he thinks there's a shortcut. So they take this shortcut up into, like, the hills or something like that.
Up, like, L.A., Hollywood. Like, it's
LA,
not...
Hollywood area. Okay. And then they
meet... mind what happened.
Yeah. Well, no. They get lost, and so they ask these three guys. I have rednecks...
Rednecks in the hills of L.A. is what I wrote.
Rednecks in the hills of L.A. That's I don't understand it.
It's like three guys hanging out in their cars.
Like Deliverance rednecks. Like, you know, squeal like a piggy kind of shit.
They're drinking. I don't know what
drinking.
Going on.
All have shitty fucking looking cars, thinking they're fucking roadsters. And then, like...
Of course, Eric's about to get in another fight because trouble just seems to find him wherever he goes.
But he doesn't fight him.
He doesn't.
Which is stupid. I was like, you beat up three grown-ass men... With ninja weapons. So these rednecks, they might not have ninja weapons. They might actually...
Did one of them pull a gun or a knife or something, though?
I can't remember that.
I don't know. But Eric and Brad take off in the car. These guys give chase. They jump. It's like Dukes of Hazzard style at this point.
Yeah.
They jump
in their
cars.
And there's a banjo playing in the background. Like...
To really drive it home, these guys are rednecks. And then I think they just crash themselves, right?
They're such shitty drivers, probably because they're fucking
drunk.
Off their ass.
And then Eric's like, I didn't. No, Eric didn't do anything.
No, Eric,
they crashed themselves.
He didn't do dick.
Eric just drove the speed limit.
Yeah, he just drove the speed limit and just being a pussy.
Yeah. So they crashed. It's once again another. It's like that scene really doesn't make sense because. You gotta show him getting into a fight and show off his martial arts skills. But he doesn't fight
them. There's no need for that.
He doesn't fight them hand to hand. It doesn't make sense. Just like, my God, this kid's getting a lot of trouble.
If they actually got into a fight, I'm just like, okay, we're still seeing that Brad knows how to fucking kick someone's ass.
Yeah.
Which he doesn't even do. He actually runs away like a scared little girl.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. I mean, so there's no point to that. And then they go to another pool party with the same people. Did you notice that?
Yes.
So
yes, same
from the
people.
Beginning, they were going to a pool party.
They're probably just reshooting.
They probably just shot
fucking,
the same place. I don't know. We go to the act. They never made it in last time, so this time they make it back to the pool.
Well, this time they actually make it into the party because Stephanie invited them.
Yes, and her two friends who were twins
who only
speak in unison,
and they call each other fat.
They're awful to each other.
They're not fat at all.
They're not. No.
They're really attractive,
and they just. Joke each other constantly and only speak
He's
together.
Like, Fatso over here ate it all. Like, ate what?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck you eat? Oh. And it's just, okay, this is where...
Did you write down, I want Brad to be killed?
This is where I wrote it. I was like, Brad needs to die.
Brad has to go in
like,
somehow, some way. Please.
Instant death, please.
Please.
Yeah, explain. I mean...
He's pretty much going around... It's not even... It's like just shots... Of, like, Brad hitting on women. So
and
it's
in,
like...
In between these shots, you'll see
Eric
and Stephanie
dancing.
Slow dancing.
Slow dancing at a pool party. Like, it's prom, which I thought
in the
was
line.
Odd.
In the lawn, I mean.
In the lawn. It was a little weird. I don't think that happens a lot at pool parties, slow dancing. But, so, between that, random shots of Brad hitting on women and getting turned down, as he should, And just horrible lines, like Quagmire stuff. Like, if I could rearrange the alphabet, I'd put you and I together, and then the that kind.
And then he hits on a fucking dude, but he had had long hair.
So he comes at it from behind, just sees long blonde hair. And he says something really weird to him. I can't remember what it even is. Did you write that one down?
No, I didn't.
I just wrote Brad being a pervert the whole time.
Yeah, but I knew that off the top of my head. I was just like,
he says something. And then, I think he calls him Schnookums. And the guy gets up and says,
You call me Schnookums.
The guy, you call me Hank.
He's like, I'm Hank.
Looks like Schnookums. Thor over here. Yeah.
And I was just like, Jesus Christ. And then, like, Brad just looks like he's just.
And I was like, can this guy hit Brad? No, not yet. No.
Well, then, you know, all that stupid shit happens. And then Steve just comes back out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
He comes back. And then he wants to
pick another fight
with Eric.
Eric, just like a fucking magnet for
fight. And then, you know, Eric doesn't fight him. Steve tries to kick him. Does a nice little, like, flail, like, kick. And then he,
Also, we should mention that the whole time, since the beginning, I think Eric's been like, I told you, I don't want to get into fights this summer. And he's constantly getting into fights, like, the whole time.
Did he just not go out in public? That's the only thing I can think of. It's like, I should just stay indoors.
Constantly.
This blew my mind. I didn't even write it down. I knew I would remember it. Fucking, like, after when the fight's broken up, they didn't really fight.
Yeah, they didn't really even.
They basically just, like.
Kicked.
Yeah, he tried to kick him. It didn't happen. He ran, you know, Steve went away. And then he told Brad or Stephanie something. He's just like, why didn't you kick his ass? And he's just like, Brad was drunk.
Oh, yeah.
He could have got seriously hurt. I was like, first off, how do you know that he was drunk?
Yeah.
And he's just like, he looked normal to me.
Yeah, yeah.
He just doesn't fucking like you. For some fucking reason.
Nobody seems to like this kid in this movie. Everyone wants to punch him in the face.
I don't like him at all. So,
does look very punchable, I will say that. But Brad does get pushed in the pool, right? Which is nice.
Yeah. And he's just
a little
like,
something.
Yeah, that's a little something. A little discredited to him. And then he's just like, Steve, you gotta go. You got my hamburger wet. And then I'm just like, what?
God, I can't even describe to people how awful Brad is. It's hard to do it justice. But,
you can go ahead with it, because I didn't really write anything down.
Oh, my God.
I mean, there was a bunch that happened, but I was just so entranced of this stupid shit. I had to snap myself back into it. I was like, oh, shit.
I need to play. I got the clip. They have a lot of weird moments, Brad and Eric, together. Like, I thought Steve and Eric had a lot of tension, a lot of sexual tension. But Brad and Eric seem like a weird old couple. They have this weird moment where they say this joke that nobody else should get in the world.
Oh, God.
And we got to listen to this. Hang on.
This is back in the dojo.
Back in the dojo after the whole Steve, I love you too thing might have happened. We're not sure.
Yeah, no, it didn't.
Oh.
Instant comedy.
Yeah, that's comedy in this
that's
movie.
That's comedy. That's hilarious.
Somebody wrote this and said, that's going to kill.
That's going to just fucking
who does that?
Nail
like, that's not
it.
Even...
This is going to be the next cash line. This is...
Kids all over the country were saying...
This is going to be a new, like, what you talking about.
Oh, they have that one part, too, where they're in the car, Brad and Eric, and they do that, like, I don't know what they're even talking about. They end up going, it's like a Campbell soup ad. I don't remember.
I don't know.
They're just awful.
At this point, too, when they did that thing, even I wanted to die. I'm just like, oh, God, can the Grim Reaper get here any quicker?
Send death so quickly.
Send death,
I mean, it's
please.
Not, about the movie, it's not like, unwatchable. It's definitely not unwatchable. It's not shot terribly. It's not,
I have seen worse movies.
There's
some
bad
lines. But it's just like, God, you just want to punch these people so fucking bad.
It's just so cheesy. It's really, I think we're only halfway through is the sad part.
Okay, after the pool party thing...
They go to a restaurant.
They go to a restaurant.
We get to another fight! Another fucking fight!
And then he actually... Yeah, okay, explain.
That's insane.
Like, they get to...
Now it's getting crazy.
Yeah.
Because they go to this restaurant, it's Eric and that girl, his girlfriend Stephanie, I guess they're married now, this woman, what's going on. They act like they've been together for 3 years. And then Brad and the twins go to this restaurant... And also, I wrote, Brad is perving out really hard on this waitress in front of the twins who...
Are way hotter than the waitress.
Yeah, and he's...
I was like, they're fucking twins, dude.
You're lucky to be with them, and then he pervs out on the waitress in front of them, but But then
not Eric, even in a good way either. Not like the, like he fucking throws a spoon or a fork or something on the floor. The waitress bends over, not even bends over, just kneels down to pick it up. And then he's looking at the waitress's ass. She doesn't have a fucking miniskirt on or anything.
Yeah, it's pretty covered. Or nothing. You can't see.
Pretty fucking covered. And he's just, and he is just fucking, he looks like he is just rocking the biggest fucking boner. You don't see it, but you just feel like he's just like, this guy is just extremely hard. And I'm just like, why? There's nothing. There is nothing.
Man, that got way too real. Brad is just rock hard, and he is just ready to roll on this waitress.
And it's not even, I'm just like, and you got two smoking hot twins right across
from
you.
That's the part that didn't make any sense.
That's like, the part that I was just like, nah, man, quit looking at her. Look at them.
All they do is go, oh, Brad, like that.
You're a jerk.
Yeah, it's fine. But they're really like, it's fine. And then they still leave with him. But they go off for a second, and then two guys come up to Eric and Stephanie and start hitting on Stephanie. Two kind of rednecky guys again. Yeah. I don't know if there's any rednecks in LA, but they're you know, like, you're pretty, dump this Zero kid and come with us. And then I didn't write down what Eric even says, but he smashes a face into a cake and then, you know, does
pie. A slice of pie, which came out of nowhere. I don't remember them getting
it. Kind of
pie.
Appeared, I think.
And nobody even said this. I can't remember them saying, it's like, you want pie.
Yeah. I think someone pulls a knife. I don't know. And then.
Yeah, no, someone does pull out a knife.
Doesn't Brad actually save him in this fight?
Near the end, like, the guy kind of got back up, and then Brad hit him with a fucking bottle, and then...
So, like, another... That's, like, four fights.
And then, like, Brad just kind of took the credit for the entire thing. He's just like, yeah, I've saved Derek! And then, like, the twins are just like, oh! And then, you know...
So, if we're keeping
panties
count...
Panties wet, intense...
Tense, weird twin thing with Brad. I hope no one should have sex with Brad ever, but...
No.
Oh, so, if we're keeping count, I think Eric has gotten to a total of four fights in 2 days. At this point.
Yeah, it could have been five if he fought the rednecks.
That's true. That's true.
But no, he was just like, not today.
So something about this kid, people just want to beat him up, and then, you know, it's...
So then... Shit. So while this is going on, Pablo and his gang decide to fucking break in to her uncle's thing, and they were going to set the place on fucking fire. And then, okay, they're about to do it. They couldn't find matches. And then you're just
it's a long bit about the matches, too.
It's a long fucking bit about the matches.
You got matches? What the fuck?
And then one guy says, like, I got a match. Your face in my ass or something. My ass in your face.
Probably the
like
funniest
that.
Line in the whole movie.
And I was just that was pretty funny. And right when they're about to get matches, the fucking uncle comes out of nowhere with a shotgun, who also is dressed in all camouflage like he's about to go duck hunting.
What part of LA is this?
And I'm just like, it's at least... like 10 o'clock at night. Who is duck hunting?
Might be the best time. I don't know much about duck hunting. I don't know what's going on with this weird country element going on in LA, but...
And then, like, okay, so he's about to blast these guys away. Boom. Uncle has a heart attack. And then, apparently... Oh, the uncle also called the cops.
Oh, so the cops did show up briefly.
The cops were coming over. That's why the uncle survives.
Right.
And, He so he's having this shitty ass looking heart attack, just trying to act his way out of this. He's actually in the movie, he's actually legitimately actually having one, but he just looks awful.
Wait,
what? I don't know, this looks like he wasn't really convincing that he was having a heart attack.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were saying he actually had a heart attack on set or
something. That'd be great if he did.
That would have been the most real footage they caught the whole time.
Well, then, you know, Eric and Stephanie are, like, smooching or something in the car.
And once again, Brad is perving out in the front seat. He's watching them like, you love birds. And
probably stroking it.
Probably, if I had to guess. But they come back to the shop and, you know, find her uncle there and... And then, you know, that whole thing goes down. And, we got to jump ahead a little bit because this is just so much.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, all that shit happens. And then...
The thugs come back to Stephanie at the shop.
Yes.
Okay, now we're really getting to the meat here.
We're getting to the third act.
This is really... I thought when it picks up again, because it's like they tell Stephanie she has to sign some paperwork. The old white
it's
guy shows up.
It's like a deed or something like that. And it's just like, I'm not going to sign. She fucking signs.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say that. And then...
They still kidnap her.
Then, she hits Pablo, and Pablo's like, shouldn't have done that. I'm going to kidnap you. No fucking reason
at all.
Okay, so while that's going on, fucking Eric decides to come over and it's just like, hey, let me, you know.
Let me get some more of that soda you've been talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, or whatever. And then, what is it? The back of the store fight? They all go
yes,
outside.
This
and then this
is action. This is
stupid.
This
fucking
is
fight.
Unbelievably stupid. Like, I mean, this always happens in action movies. Like, I just watched Blade 2 last week, and there's always guys come up and circle the hero, and they all take their turns.
It's just all, like, okay, dude, right when you get in, you get your ass kicked or try to do something. I'll get in.
They don't just dogpile
the
guy.
Do the same
Everyone's
thing.
Very polite. They take a turn. They get kicked
like,
out.
They're like taking numbers. Like they're just like, all right, I'm 59. I'm gonna go
yeah.
in.
So there's like and 40 guys.
There's 40 guys.
A lot of fucking guys.
Ages and races.
There's an old man running around.
There's an old dude just
in the
you
background.
Just see him.
He's
sometimes
very
you just
old.
Like he's just like.
He looks
just
like
in the
he's
background.
80.
Like you see, oh, and then his sensei comes out of nowhere.
Yes, Eric's sensei comes out of I don't know where.
Kind of gives Eric backup. Okay, so they're both fighting.
So it's 2 versus 40. So,
yeah. So everyone's fighting. Every time someone does a, like kind of like a sweet move or something, what they call it is a sweet move. Then you just kind of see someone in the background is kind of like pacing, like doing that circle motion around all everybody, just like, I'm just waiting for my turn.
They're really see, other action movies aren't as bad about the guys being so obvious waiting. But these guys are just, like, slowly circling and, like, doing these kind of bouncy
also too,
moves. Like,
also
I'm waiting.
Too,
yeah.
Sensei, fucking murderer.
What?
Oh, broke a dude's neck.
Yes, he did.
The that, only death in the movie.
He did just randomly break that guy's neck. Like, it.
Everybody else, he's just like,
kick,
gut punch,
punch,
gut punch. Punch to the face. Kick to the face. Kick to the gut. No dick hits.
That guy got, yeah.
And then he reverses some dude. Breaks his fucking
neck. That guy
neck.
Got a little extra.
Like, I'm talking about this,
not.
Like, easy just, like, snaps the fucking neck like a fucking wishbone.
Sensei got a little taste for blood right there.
He was just like, ka-quack.
And that is so weird that they just...
The only death in the movie.
I guess they decided we need to add a neck break noise. And just
yeah, and
it.
I'm just like, that guy's dead.
So it's an insane fight scene. It, like, takes place in this alley behind the convenience store, and it goes on for, I don't know, a few minutes, but they're just fighting. It goes on and on. It's like, how's it going to end? No one's really staying down. And then I think Sensei goes, just get out of here. I'll take care of it. Like, I'll take care of the place. There's still like 20-some guys. And he's like, go get Stephanie. Also, I noted this time, I noticed before, how the fuck does Sensei know who Stephanie is? It's been 3 days at this point.
As far as we know, 3 days.
I'm pretty sure, yeah, as far as we know. I'm pretty sure Eric has not mentioned Stephanie. I know Sensei has not met Stephanie. But he's like, go get Stephanie. How do you know who that is? Like, so it's just, I don't understand. So then Eric goes back to the dojo to get more help to go get Stephanie. Steve's there. Like, a bunch of 10-year-olds are there. And then, like...
Yeah, who were already there before.
Yeah, yeah, who've been there the whole time. And then one friend... Like, I don't remember... I feel bad. The one black friend.
The one black Barry? Friend who actually I kind of liked.
Yeah, that guy was okay. That guy was... Was it Barry? Was that his name?
Probably.
I think it was... We're going to go with Barry. So he goes back to all these people. Barry's the only guy that helped him. Steve's like... What does Steve say to him? Steve's like...
Help me, guys. Some bad guys took my girlfriend.
Yeah, Eric says that. Guys, some big guys took my girlfriend. Like, he just yells it at them with no explanation besides that. And Steve...
I mean it, Steve.
Steve says, nobody here wants to help you. And the kids look so...
I don't know why.
Yeah, the kids...
Why? What the fuck did Eric do?
I think Steve's being a dick. But then, here's the weird thing. The kids look so ashamed, but they're like 10 years old or like even
what
young.
The fuck do they
what
care?
What are they gonna do? How can they help? Like,
all
don't
they need
feel
to
bad.
Worry about in the 90s is karate, pizza, and video games.
Karate was so hot in the 90s. That's one of the things. My God, karate was everywhere. They could make any kind of karate movie they wanted, and it was going somewhere. But so his friend Barry is the only guy that will help him go get Stephanie back. So they go, Brad does show up somehow. They're driving around, they can't find the place. And
so eventually they find the place, though.
Yeah, we'll just jump to that. There's a bunch of shit happens between. I think, oh, Brad and Eric fight, though. They have a little
lover's quarrel. Yeah.
And then Brad leaves, and Barry and Eric go to this club they find. Also, okay, they get to the club. I thought this was really weird. They get to the club, the back door. The doorman randomly has a stutter.
I don't understand that. Why do they need a stutter?
No idea.
Like, that,
no reason why.
That's just bad taste.
Just, it was so stupid.
I was like, that's just, fuck that.
And they pretty much just get the guy by grabbing him. By his nostrils. They just put two fingers in
his
nostrils.
Yeah, he sticks his fingers up this dude's nose. I mean, I hope he washed his hands.
Pull it through the door. Because,
you know, he's going to just pull out a bunch of snot and boogies.
Yeah. I feel bad they beat up this man with a terrible stutter.
Yeah, the guy could have been retarded.
He might have been. I don't know. It was really weird. So they get in the club. It's two of them versus only, like, what I can tell, like, maybe 6 to 8 guys. Which should be no problem for Eric. He just beat up 40 guys. And Oh, God. Okay.
And Barry.
He's got Barry.
Yeah, he's got Barry.
So I'm not even worried.
So they're all worried. And then fucking Brad comes up.
Let's take a time out real quick. Let's regroup ourselves. Make sure we're all... This is the big finale.
This is the last fight of the whole movie.
Yes.
So.
Real quick, before we get to that, we forgot to mention one of the best characters in the movie, Manny, the really sensitive thug.
Oh, yeah, the guy in the white shirt.
There's this
Who's the guy who's asking where are the matches? You know, I can't find the matches. I forgot the matches, boss. He needs to find a new
line of work.
And I think he kind of does near the end of the movie.
There's this guy in the group of thugs with Paulo who's named Manny, who's such a nice, sweet guy. Every time...
The guy is just...
He's really nice to Stephanie. He's like,
he's
it's okay.
Gentle giant. He's a gentle giant.
He's a big dude, but he's
well-built. He's ripped to shit. You know, and it's just like, this looks like it's really nice.
But every
guy.
Time someone says something, he's like, hey, pretty much the tone is like, hey, don't yell at me. Is that
yeah.
Like, hey, stop yelling. And he's really nice to Stephanie. He's like, don't worry, Stephanie, it's okay, pretty much. She's like reassuring her. And he, God, so he's there. Paulo's there at the club. Manny's there. A couple other thugs. So only like eight guys, though. I mean, you know, so, but they get there, like, oh, we're in trouble now. And still, I don't think anyone has a gun. So then. You can tell them what happens in
okay,
this finale.
Okay, well then, fucking Brad comes up out of nowhere. He kind of gets a change of heart, and he's just like, I need to be with my friends, or some bullshit like that. And, which is kind of cool. At least he has that going for him. He fucking comes in with a baseball bat, and he kind of just says, I don't know how the hell he got in. I mean, maybe the stutter guy was, I don't know, maybe they tied him up, or... Kicked his ass or something. I don't know. Just beat up a retarded dude.
Left the door open? I don't know what happened.
I don't know. But like, he comes in, and then he's just like, hey, guys, you guys want to play a round of baseball?
Yeah, he has a baseball bat.
He has a baseball hat.
Here come the baseball puns. Yeah, here come the puns.
Yeah, and he's doing puns, and he's just like, man, the only bad thing, though, I didn't bring any balls. And he's just like, you know how that is, Pablo, not having any balls.
That was kind of good.
And I was just like, he had to take the entire fucking movie to actually have one good scene.
One good joke. So out of like 45, he hit one. So that's good.
And then he's just like, and then Pablo's like, oh, wow, only three people? Wow, yeah, we can't handle you guys. And then I think Brad just says like, I'm not the only one that's here. The entire dojo is there. I'm not talking about Steve is a good guy now. Doesn't hate Eric anymore. Fucking
this was my favorite.
Not just having Steve with him. He has little kids.
Yes, this is my favorite thing in the whole movie. When they reveal that Steve has showed up with all the 10-year-olds from the dojo. So he's brought a bunch of children into a dangerous part of town.
I'm talking about actual children. Like they are like
10. At most.
Ten to maybe eight. And then, like, you know, and they are, I'm not shitting you, grown-ass fucking men, supposed to be gangsters, getting their fucking asses handed
just
to them.
Hit by these 10-year-olds.
When we all get it, they all get arrested. Those guys are probably like somebody's bitch. I mean, in the prison. I mean, there's like, I don't even know how they would not get raped.
Where were these kids? Okay, where were their parents? I'm still stuck on the fact that 10-year-olds were brought to
this. Oh, yeah, they were brought there. First off, how?
It's the dead of night, from what I can tell.
Who knew how to drive?
Late at night. Does Steve have a bus?
Did Sensei drive? Did Sensei was just like, come on, kids, we gotta go beat up some people.
I had so many questions. All right, and then did anyone's parents notice, hey, where's my kids? It's 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, it's at night. So
they're supposed to be karate. I think that's over now.
And I was like, yeah, where are my kids? Where is that dirty fucking...
These kids could have gotten shot or stabbed at any moment during this fight. But, you know, luckily these were the worst thugs on the planet. And then, that was just fantastic. These kids are beating the crap out of them. Like, they're flipping for them, like,
the,
you know...
And then there's that... You see the line of kids, and then there's, like, one dorky kid, I guess,
really?
With, like, these big wireframe glasses. And then
he made some
just,
crazy fight faces.
And then he
kid.
Made some crazy fight faces,
some
and
screams.
He had like the highest scream. He's like, and in slow motion too.
Doesn't sound like he's winning that fight.
I'm like, really, really, really.
Pretty much, yeah.
Shut the fuck up. It was rough.
So the kids beat up all the thugs. I don't know how they couldn't beat them.
All of them. Put them in a dog pile.
Done.
Just like
done.
And then they have
like a body pile, I think.
And then
like,
they do like these stupid close-up shots.
Oh my god.
And then they all think like they're fucking badasses. And I'm just like, you're nowhere near badasses.
Yeah. And then
the only person that's badass is Sensei.
Really anticlimactic. He broke someone's neck. Because so they beat up all the other thugs, and Paulo runs outside with Stephanie to get away, and Eric just runs out and one hits him. He throws one punch on Paulo and goes down. That's it.
Yep.
Done. Beat him.
Beat him. That's all you have to do.
You think you got like an epic fight after all this stuff we've gone through?
Oh no, they had to wrap that up quick.
Yeah, we gotta go. Paulo versus Eric. It's like big fight. Here we go. No, not a one punch. Done. And then that's pretty much we go to the end, and you find out. Like, you know, the fucking mean white guy comes up and he goes, and he's like, well, Stephanie, it's too late. Looks like I own this place now. And then out of nowhere, Eric's dad comes into frame and just goes, that's where you're wrong, Nathaniel. And then
I don't even remember the dad's name.
These two used to date?
I think it used to be business
rivals.
Out of nowhere, they know each other.
Anyway,
Nathaniel fucking gets told in his place, and he's just like, nope, can't do that.
Yeah, because it didn't make sense.
And then Nathaniel gets arrested because also Pablo turned his ass in. He was just like, yo, you're not calling me a moron anymore. Fucking fuck you, white dude. And then fucking puts his ass to jail. So, while that has happened, then they, at near like the end of the movie, you see Stephanie and Eric walk down the sidewalk for some reason. And then they're, like, talking about stuff.
Oh, I've got this whole...
Oh, you got the clip?
I got the ending.
All right, I'll stop talking. Play
this. This is the end of the movie. This is how it wraps up for after all this stuff's gone down, and then they're walking away together.
So, god damn it, so fucking stupid.
Some of the worst dialogue in the movie.
So dumb.
Saved for the end.
Dumb, dumb, dumb. Better have fought. Eric better have gotten his dick wet. That's all I can say. That's the only thing he can get
these
good at.
These two deserve to be together. That was... It's like their conversation's just like too, like, just too... I don't know. I can't even. There's no words. It's just the worst. It's the worst. I hope we did it justice. I don't know. You need to watch it. It's all...
Someone, if you guys love bad movies just as much as we do, and you just love, like, the stupidity and the outrageousness like we do, and, you know... Fucking watch it, guys.
It's all on YouTube, by the way.
Yeah, you can get it on YouTube if you can find it, or just fucking buy it. Like, get the clips. If you
spend
like the clips, look at the clips on YouTube. If you like the clips on YouTube, buy the movie. You know, if you're really into bad movies, get it. You will not be disappointed, I feel like. And if you are disappointed, I don't care.
Sorry, we pretty much told you the whole movie, so I mean, but you really, you
have to see it to appreciate it.
And I gave like a little bit of clips.
Like, we try to describe it as best as we can, but also too, trying to leave a little bit off so you guys can be like, holy shit, they didn't talk about this. And then all of a sudden they'd be like, this is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I hope the clips came out from, you get a little taste of how bad the dialogue is, but it's not a painful bad movie, which is good. It's like it's an easy to watch bad movie. It's a lot of fun. Watch with some people.
Yeah, it's good for
cheesy.
Yo, you know,
it's light. It goes.
You're hanging out with
long.
All your friends, and it's just like, hey, let's just watch a bad movie.
It also never really gets boring, like some movies do. Like some bad movies.
Yeah.
There's no real slow parts, which is good. Just the acting's bad. The choreography's bad.
Yeah.
The writing's bad.
There's still a lot more we didn't talk about this movie, but it's cool. Mm-hmm. You guys need to watch it yourselves, and then. I don't know. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah. So that was Tigerheart in a nutshell. And it's the first of hopefully many more.
Yep. First of many.
We're just
going to
watch a lot.
We're going to try to get guests on here. No one famous.
Not yet. Just a lot of our friends.
A couple of our friends who also love what we like to do is to watch bad movies. And I think that's it.
Pretty much. What are we doing next time?
I'm going to leave it as a surprise for now. All right. I'm going to leave it as a surprise.
We've got a lot of good options.
We got a shit ton of options.
But, yeah, hold on. I was going to say, because it's bad movie heaven, but they won't all be like, quote unquote, I feel like people be bad movies. There'll be some movies that are just ridiculous. We might love them and still talk about them on the podcast.
Yeah. And there's going to be some that, like, Matt might love, I'll hate, and then ones that I will love that Matt will try to...
There's going
to
be one we do very soon that we both love. Can I tell them what that is?
No.
Damn.
All right, we got to go.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye.